My life right now is so busy. I mean, have you been watching Orange County this season? If I was a Shan stan before, imagine what my day is like now. It does not leave a lot of time to, God forbid, make a meal from scratch. That's why I am so thankful for Cook Unity. Cook Unity helps with a variety of restaurant quality food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door straight to the clofus, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Indian food brings me so much joy. It's one of my favorite things to eat. So thank goodness for Cook Unity because I was able to enjoy chana masala thanks to Chef Lena. My favorite legume, as many of you know, is a beloved chickpea, so there is no better dish. Indian spices, chickpeas, sautéed cabbage and kale, coconut basmati rice, and even a vegan yogurt with fresh herbs. There's no cleanup or meal planning. Browse the menu by protein, chef, cuisine, or dietary need. You're sure to find food you'll love. Take a load off and let Cook Unity handle dinner. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered to your door. Go to cookunity.com/andyscrolls or enter code andyscrolls before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code andyscrolls or going to cookunity.com/andyscrolls. Ever feel like you're too busy watching a beloved Bravo marathon to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution, like spicy chicken tinga tacos with black beans and pico de gallo, which I got to make and enjoy this week. I was able to swap in a vegan substitute for the chicken and had one of those dishes I will remember. Unlike Padmalakshmi, I am not a top chef. Sunbasket is so easy. It comes with super easy to follow directions. And if I can do it and love doing it in the people's kitchen, so can you. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how your clean eating can change the way you feel. And Sunbasket can fit my lifestyle and many more, including Mediterranean, carb conscious, vegetarian, keto-friendly, gluten-free, diabetes-friendly, and more. And as I did, it's super easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. I don't feel constricted by looking at vegan or vegetarian only. Sunbasket makes it possible to eat your best your way. You can swap red meat for chicken or turkey, or like me, swap in a vegan protein. Plus, Sunbasket offers pre-made meals, delicious single-serving meals that are ready to eat in less than 5 minutes, which is just around a commercial break from RHOC. There's something for every health journey, mine included, and every busy lifestyle. It's easy to use Sunbasket to achieve your kind of healthy. Go to sunbasket.com/andyscrolls today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/andyscrolls to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order. And we're back.
I think the reunion will be really, it'll be a really interesting reunion because it, all of this stuff is so kind of out there and fluid and like intangible right now, just because it's just constant and it's very hypocritical. So there doesn't feel like there's too much rhyme or reason. It's not very linear. And I think at a reunion setting, we're able to kind of sit down, map it out, like organize all of this mess in a way that I think will be really interesting to see laid out and to see her be confronted with it and kind of defend all of these different, sometimes conflicting takes that she has and just try to kind of sift through it all. So I think that I'm very excited to see how all of this presents itself in that format.
I also just kind of wonder, I mean, what Shannon did was terrible. Like, how many times can that be said? It probably should be said many times because people need a reminder, you know, that you really have other choices. She has means, other choices than to make a decision to drink and drive. She's acknowledged that several times. And I just kind of think the way Tamara is positioning this is like, you did that against me. I am the victim here of you choosing to drink and drive.
You would have thought Tamara was the house.
Well, that is where the Wicked Witch, isn't she under?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so
yeah.
There we go. I don't know how you try, you kind of change the narrative, because to me, it feels like Tamara's narrative right now, which I assume she would continue at the reunion, is Shannon is bad. You are bad. You are bad to me. You are a bad friend. Mm-hmm. And your decision that night is the best possible example of why I need to punish you, I guess, forever and ever. Amen. I just don't know how you, speaking of stretching this out, how many times can you try to shame and embarrass this woman? And then what's Andy's role in that? How do you moderate if you know that Tamara's defense here is relatively one-dimensional? And she wants it to be like that. She wants us to understand that it's more than that without actually giving us more.
That's a great way of putting it. It really is so one-dimensional. Whereas normally a feud, there's something on top and it's, you kind of go beneath the surface and there's all of this real stuff. It doesn't feel like that. It's there. And like, if anything, we could look, she would have to stretch back even further beyond last season to get to that deep-seated stuff of like, I felt that Shannon abandoned me when I left the show. And some of that comes up and they talk about some of that where she's like, she ghosted me once I wasn't a cast member anymore. But you'd have to stretch back far to bring that into like the proceedings, because it felt so like we had kind of put that to bed already. So to then be like, actually, no, I'm still not over that. And that's why that's where a lot of this anger is coming from. Like, we need that reason of where this anger is coming from, but it's an old, old reason at this point.
Well, I think the other decision she could make and maybe make to continue is to say, this is bad love. I love Shannon so much that I'm going to try to shame her to the the brink tough of love, no return. Because I love you so much. Because I love you so much and I was so hurt that we were no longer friends, I had the right to respond. And actually, it's because I love you so much that I'm telling you you're a piece of shit, that I'm telling you you're nothing, you're like, you should be filled with guilt and shame, I'm using drugs and an alcoholic, like a pejorative. It's the worst possible character flaw in how I am positioning it. And she's attempting to say, like, I hurt you because I love you. And I just think that is so, that's vile. It is, a person should not have to deal with horrifying, triggering behaviors because the person doing it is saying this is because of love. Because I think she's trying to use that as an angle. Like, it's both.
Yeah, I think we started to see.
Right? Like, Shannon's responsible for this because she hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. There's that. And she wasn't a good friend, is what Tamara's saying. But also, I'm doing this because I love you that much. Like, Tamara's talked about her terrible marriage to Simon. She's talked about her terrible first marriage. She's talked about her parents' divorce and her dad, I think, leaving her mom for her best friend. Like, there's been a lot of traumatizing events that have happened in Tamara's life, but like, that's not a permission slip. You don't get to treat people poorly because you were treated poorly. Like, hurt people, but that's not the end of the sentence. Hurt people, but that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and we probably even have started to kind of get a semblance of that reasoning with that weird kind of like a mid-season resolution with the Trace Amigas, where they group hugged at the Traders thing. And basically she was, and when Vicky comes in, that's sort of where we get the crux of what's going on, where Vicky thinks that Shannon needs like love during this time, and Tamara is saying no, she needs tough love during this time. And I mean, even at the dinner, it wasn't the Traders dinner, but I think it was the week before or the one before that, where Shannon stormed out of the room, and Vicky and Tamara were arguing about how to care for Shannon during this time, and it felt like two parents with different parenting methods. It felt like, no, you know, we have to be strict, we have to like discipline her essentially for this thing that she did, and then Vicky being like, no, we have to console her and take care of her during this time. It was really interesting. And that was sort of the realest that I had seen any of this get, because I really do. I'm a believer of the Tres Amigas. I have faith in the Tres Amigas. Like, I believe that to be a real trifecta of something. There's like something real there and genuine there. And I love it, that three-way hug that they do every so often. They did at that one reunion after they blew up. They did it mid-season, which threw me because I thought this was going to be a more of a lasting thing, and I'm sure we'll get back to it. But it'll be interesting. I hope that things... It does feel like a little bit of a turning point, and it feels like Tamara, there's potential that she got it out, and now it'll be a little bit lighter between that, not great, but a little bit lighter than it has been, at least based on the kind of post traders situation. Like, they were playing the game, they were kind of playful again, they did the dance. Like, it was kind of like jarring, where it's like, oh, I guess we're back. And I think when Tamara kind of diverts her attention to Jen later this season, Shannon might get a breather.
She might, but I also wonder, when it comes to the reunion, how much trouble Shannon is going to get in for being Vicky's friend. Because I think if Vicky is there, that's one thing. And that actually might be complicated in terms of like Shannon's role in that, if you have to choose between mom and dad. But I mean, obviously she's choosing Vicky, right?
She took her in after that.
She did. She took her in. She said she needed to feel safe, and she took her in. And Shannon's mom texted her and said thanks. She brought that up on her podcast, or I just heard about it. Mm-hmm. I wonder with Tamara, if Vicky is there, it's easier to see. But if she's not, it still might happen. Like, it's your fault that your friend said these things that crossed the line. She's just going to kind of move the ball, but she's still going to fire the shot. Like, this, that has to be the way that Tamara responds, I think, in Tamara's
head.
Like,
if Vicky's not there, Shannon is the surrogate.
Yeah.
Of like, you have to answer for this. And she's not. And I think I did just see that. As of right now, I think I saw something that said that Vicky wasn't going to be at the reunion.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And I don't know what, it was very like vague in passing. She probably mentioned something on her podcast that she hadn't been invited, but I could also see it being that like they haven't sent stuff out yet.
Well, I mean, the ironic thing, considering what Tamara's doing on the show, but listen, she has the ability to do it because she's a cast member on the show. She's in a better position. Tamara's always obviously going to be invited to the reunion when she's a cast member. Mm-hmm. Vicky, and I understand her positions, and I appreciate someone who is willing to take Tamara on genuinely, because someone has to. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I wonder if Vicky has popped the bubble, where it's like they can't have her on because it's going to get too explosive, maybe too fast, or become too much about like the fact that, as Vicky has also said recently, you know, people are only friends with Tamara, or I only forgave Tamara previously because we were on the show and the show needed to continue. We had to make things. She's saying this stuff out loud that we all recognize, but the cast members aren't really able to say while they're inside this universe that the reason I forgive you and move forward is because the show needs to move forward. It's not because I want us to, although I might want us to because I want to keep my job.
Yeah.
With Vicky, she doesn't have that pressure on her to make this end with some sort of, you know, maybe there's the possibility, like, Vicky's able to be in a position because she's outside it to be like, no, I don't ever want to fucking deal with her again. She might change her mind. Mm-hmm. More power to her if she normally changes her mind based on new information. Like, that's entirely possible. But right now, she's able to speak in that way, and as other cast members might, but also with us having the knowledge that she's not on the show, so she's not under that kind of pressure. Like, Shannon's potentially under a different kind of pressure. I would assume that Tamara is as well. But that whole bubble popping, I could see producers maybe being a little leery. I don't agree with it, but maybe being a little leery of like, if we bring Vicky on, it's just going to be an absolute bloodbath.
Yeah, it could just take up way too much oxygen in the room. And I'm just thinking about it now. I'm like, have they ever, because technically I believe this season Vicky isn't a friend of, she's a guest. And I'm curious.
Which is so rude.
I know. If they've ever had a guest at a reunion.
They definitely have.
Like, Not a friend.
We're both staring at each other.
And I'm trying to think of any.
I know that they have. The Kims on New Jersey.
Those they were friends of, though.
Fuck. I mean, know that they have. Marie and Dallas. I'm really stretching.
Because Dallas, I couldn't even begin to. But you know what I am thinking?
Somebody on Beverly Hills. Brandy husbands, wasn't technically a friend of.
She was, yeah.
Fuck, she was.
Husbands and like Brianna, like daughters and stuff.
Yeah.
So technically, but I'm curious. I'm people are listening, screaming
please
names
comment.
Out loud. I'm
comment
sure.
on the Instagram post yeah. for this. Cause
I'm sure
I,
they
I
have,
can't think
there
of
have
anything.
Been.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because that is a, because I mean, Vicky is really taking on a friend of role this season. I'm sure it's just, and I think she's probably getting paid as a,
she has to be getting something.
A friend up. Like she was saying, she was talking about her contract that she got this season where basically she's getting paid no matter if they use her or they don't. Whatever deal she got. Normally it's like per episode that they put you in. And what she negotiated a deal where she's like, you can use me for 5 minutes the whole season or every episode and I get paid the same no matter what. So if you're going to all that trouble to like negotiate a contract, that's like friend level anyway.
I really want Vicky to be there. Mm-hmm. I would like to see Real Housewives of Orange County Godzilla T-Rex remix. Like I want to see two master creatures in a forest yeah. or whatever and Hollywood spending $300 million so they just kind of like gnaw at each other for an hour and a half or whatever mm-hmm. happens in those movies, which I fully support again. But I'm not watching them unless Gerard Butler is like running away. Mm-hmm. I want to see them take yeah, each other
the
on.
The heavy hitters.
But I also understand if it's too heavy, like if Vicky is too much of a heavy hitter
yeah,
where it
that
might
it, like,
take
weighs
over.
Down the whole Gina and Emily get lost in the sauce.
Right.
And I love the role that Vicky has right now. I feel like if they actually double down on that, because I feel like it's sort of like season by season, if she's around, mm-hmm. we have put her here. I think she would be a great regular friend of mm-hmm. that, you know, whose involvement could vary depending on what's going on. She could be sort of this matriarch figure who pops in and does this. She supports Shannon. If sort of like, honestly, sort of like a Patricia on Southern Charm. Sort of like,
oh God, she should be so lucky, honestly.
I know, yeah. But just like this kind of ever-present figure watching over. Like, I like that role for her, especially if it's as comic relief. Like a Kathy Hilton on Beverly Hills. That's sort yeah. of what I'm going for. Like that type of role for Vicky, I think she would thrive because she brings the giggles, the chuckles at her best. And I think it gets tricky when it gets dark with her and keeping her in this like friend of popping in and out, doing this and that. That's sort of a nice, happy medium for her. And the show.
I have to say, I want more showing of the clips of her screaming at Teddy because of the insurrection joke. Like,
yes,
there's something about it. Every single time I see it, I'm like, feed me more of this. It's so funny to me. And I'm also
I'll tell
just
you where I was in my condo in Puerto Vallarta.
But her like taking it so literally, which yeah. like, yeah, you should take it literally. You should fact check. And also just good for Vicky for knowing that storming the Capitol is bad. Like I'm proud of her for yeah. not being, which is so depressing. But I'm like, Vicky, like I'm talking to a child, like good for you.
Yes.
Like, you know that that's a crime. You yeah. know, we shouldn't do that. Like I'm surprised and appreciative yeah. of the fact that she thinks that's not a good idea and she doesn't want to get in trouble for it.
It's a miracle that none of the housewives stormed the Capitol. Well, I think we got close. Well, there's that Salt Lake one, right?
What? Oh, no, but also the stepson of a former New Jersey oh. housewife may, but I don't know
oh, okay,
and
yeah,
don't
yeah.
sue me. I have nothing. And I just, yes. that's just word on, she talked about it, I think. Because I think she actually, the problem was that Sigalit like posted a photo and was like, I'm so proud of you.
That's how they get you.
Oh, God. God bless her.
God bless
don't.
The Bravaholic at the FBI.
There are so many moments that make up a year. The big moments and milestones, birthdays, anniversaries, when Shan came to the clawfist. And then there are the small moments, the slow morning spent making a decadent breakfast, running to a grocery store to get 9 lemons to put in a bowl. All of these moments come together to create our year. and in the end, create our life. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, BCC Shan, they have a product you can personalize. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality, customizable photo goods for your digital photos. I just ordered a few photo books with Artifact Uprising, a hardcover travel photo book in this gorge shade of Pacific blue, which is perfect for the credenza in my living room, devoted to my first ever trip to Paris, and a photo book in midnight blue, one for myself and for my family. Moments from my childhood, my parents spending time together, it is going to be the perfect gift for Tobes and Chard. This is something incredibly special that will keep us connected. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, AGs can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code AndySgirls through December 31. Much like Jennifer Aiden on her last appearance on Watch What Happens Live, and I do mean last, when it comes to summer, I need to keep hydrated, and that's why I love Fiji water. Jen's thirst might not ever be quenched, but with Fiji water, mine always is. Fiji water is Earth's finest water. Unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. Fiji water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two top premium bottled water brands, giving it its signature soft, smooth taste. And that's why Fiji water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the U.S. And P.S., Fiji water has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH. Get stocked up on Fiji water this summer and visit your local retailer to pick up some today. Alexis Bellino, imagine how much better her season could have gone if she had just simply quenched that thirst. And my recommendation? It's not just water, it's Fiji water. There are so many fall rituals I'm so excited to get back into, like seeing which $50,000 ring Lisa Barlow is going to lose next. And of course, there's one ritual that deserves to be added back to your fall priorities in addition to Salt Lake. Daily hydration and energy from Liquid IV. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do, minus getting Monica back to the cast. I focus every day on making sure I have enough electrolytes. When I wake up and before I go to sleep at night, I am making sure that my electrolytes are on the up and up so that I can stay there too. And also at the end of the night, when I'm looking for a little SGKK, I add Liquid IV to seltzer and I have a little bit of a seltzer spritz. For me, faster hydration is not just about workouts. It's about ensuring that my quality of life is good. It's an all-in-one formula that provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Tear, pour, live more. One stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. That's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. With 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, it's always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Start a new fall ritual with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Andy at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Andy at liquidiv.com.
Continuing on, I mean, it is fascinating we focus so much on Tamara, which honestly good for us because she's a fucking cast member on this show, but Johnny J,
oh my god,
I assume that Shannon bought them when they were not full price. I mean, I think she probably wasted the max amount of money. I don't think Johnny J was like looking at Nordstrom Rack mm-hmm. and saying, look, you got a deal for 50% off. I think he was like, no, like I'm a big boy. That's all we've heard. I want the expensive shoes. And mm-hmm. Shannon's like, you got it. You betcha. Yeah. Like all for you, sweetie.
I mean, I could also see him wearing just truly the grimiest New Balances and her just being like, well, we can't live like this, and just bought them like as a gift.
Wait, say that again?
I could see him just wearing like the grimiest New Balances and her being like, we can't live like this, like I have to get you nice shoes. Like, and just on her own volition buying them. But I also loved Heather Googling how much they were and her saying $375, $475. They're not that expensive. <I
know. laughs> Heather, Paige, Ken, so Dubrow. Never change. Truly never change. I mean, it cannot be said enough. This man saying, in order for me to look good, she needs to be punished as much as humanly possible because he decided to go on the show. It's not Shannon's fault that he decided to be her boyfriend. Yeah. And maybe he also likes the spotlight, which is sort of neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Except this is a guy who didn't need his fiance to be a reality star in order to send an exclusive statement saying, I broke up with Shannon Bedore to people.com. Like, he doesn't need Alexis to be a fame whore. He does that enough on his own.
It's so weird, though, because the whole thing is he doesn't want that. And yet his actions completely contradict that. Like, the whole time when Shannon was dating him, she was like, he hates being in the public eye. He hates being on the show. He doesn't want any part of this. Like, don't talk about him because he hates, like, and then, and even now with Alexis dating him, she's saying that, remember what did she say about he offered to pay her to not do the show?
Yeah, she said double.
Yeah, that's great. So we have, you know, stories of that make it seem like he wants no part of it, yet he also will go out of his way to do that People magazine thing, to date a very public person, very publicly connected to your ex. Like, it's just this weird bundle of contradiction in terms of his relationship, or what he wants his relationship to be with the public eye.
Also, he's telling me he doesn't have a lot of money. Because he is fighting her over money that may or may not have been a gift or a loan, but he can't eat that cost. He's asking Shannon to eat the cost associated with the relationship, but mm-hmm. not his own. So if the point of proving this is revenge because Shannon said she paid for stuff and you want her to lie when she has seemingly bank, or she told us she has bank statements. Mm-hmm. So we weren't there when she bought the shoes and paid for the London hotel, where we believe her because she's sharing details. We don't know. I mean, I'm taking her word for it. Genuinely, I think that's sort of like a nothing burger at this point. But he's telling me he's like kind of broke, because if you're fighting her this much and you want to make sure she gets the sole amount, as she gives the sole amount, and if she doesn't give it, you're going to release these tapes. What you're telling me is like, you're kind of, sweetie, like you're kind of Orange County broke.
You're either broke or you're evil.
Or both.
Yeah.
Because I'm not understanding how he's paying for anything. And Alexis Bellino is filming the show holding a fucking Birkin. So like, Alexis to me is going to be a lot more expensive than Shannon, because Shannon was willing to cover the cost. I don't think that Alexis Bellino, honestly, compliment to her, is going to be as interested, or at least I hope she's not going to be as interested. Yeah. But she's also said that they've started two businesses together and share a checking account. So God bless her. Like, maybe this situation will work out for her and he will find a money tree. But if the money tree is a living human being who is also happens to be his ex, I mean, it's going to be, the season is going to be up at some point in time, you know?
I don't think he needs her money. I think it's just malice. I think it's just he was seeking a reason to twist the knife and torture her. And that's where the lawsuit's stemming from. Not to say that he's like this uber, uber wealthy person. I think he probably could eat the cost, because also I think
he did have that nice house, the house by like the harbor. That was nice.
Yeah. And I think I do believe Shannon that he did not loan her that money. He wrote that money off as, I'm giving her this money, I'm buying her this facelift or whatever. Like, I don't think he actually had any intention of getting that money back at any point.
Because he would have asked her for it.
Yeah, before this came about.
Yeah, because if she's saying it's a cash flow issue, I assume that she would have received that cash. So why didn't he ask her for it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just, he very well could eat it. I think that was his intention. He didn't think he'd ever get it back. And then he was just looking for like ways to torture her. And this was a way to do that. And that's why he did it.
I don't understand. Because I know that there are people like Alexis who exist like this, but like, I truly am not that. I'm not saying I'm a better person. I'm just a different person. If I am God forbid, if I am dating someone, but if I am dating someone and I see them treating another woman poorly,
yeah,
like I would not have capacity for that. And it's not even just the neuroses of like, well, that means that one day he could potentially treat me poorly. I just think I don't want to be with someone who's treating another person like shit. Yeah.
Especially their ex. It's not a game. If you're so living in that space of this like psychological warfare with your ex, why are you spending so much time thinking about this person, let alone like engaging with them in this way? Like, it's just, how do you put up with that? And I think it's just, I'm sure he could weave any tale he wants, and Alexis would be like, you're so right. You've been through so much. Like, we have to get her.
But also, I'm sure he's vengeful. Maybe it's just two vengeful people meeting each other and having their, like, worst possible qualities connect. Mm-hmm. But fucking Jimbalino, I mean, she wasn't married to I don't think she was married to Jimbalino when he filed the lawsuit against Tamara and Shannon. Yeah,
no.
I don't think she was against it. She's telling us she was. Mm-hmm. She's telling us in her confessional that she's somehow against like the release of videos or something. But you know, he's my fiance. It's his fight. Like, I don't know if I had an issue and I had an opinion and I saw somebody being mistreated and this guy, and I'm saying, maybe don't do it. And he's saying, no, go fuck yourself. Like, he didn't say that to her, but Shannon can go fuck herself. Like, I'm really pissed. I would take a keen eye, especially if I've only been fucking him for 45 minutes and good for him for lasting, you know, 36. Like, I would really take a keen eye at this person's anger and his inability to control himself. I don't understand it. I genuinely am not attracted to it. Mm-hmm. I don't think toxic energy is in any way sexy. Like, leave that to watching a movie of complicated men, you know, like, I don't get it. I don't, and her glee over it. I don't understand it.
Yeah. I think Alexis Bellino just has a kink for men who sue Shannon Bedore.
She really does.
It's just this pattern. And I'm interested to see how this goes for her. If they ride off into the sunset forever and ever, okay. But if something happens and they break up, I'm so interested to see her and Shannon's dynamic in that situation.
I don't even think it's about her and Shannon's dynamic. I think it's about the reserve with the audience. I think it's, I don't know. I assume that they will get married before they break up. I really do think. Were you the person that said it? Someone said that, compared it to Luann and Tom D'Agostino, like they're just going to force this to happen. But it's at that point, I think Lou knew this wasn't the guy. That's not where Alexis is. Sure, she's convinced. She has true faith. Like Ramona Singer, terribly designed necklace style. Like, but if it doesn't work out, or if it does, she's really kind of fucked herself in the eyes of the audience, because it sort of won't matter at a certain point. If she reaches a breaking point, if she understands and apologizes her behavior, which would be an honestly like a fucking miracle if that was the case, it's not going to, she's cooked. So she might come back. They might have her back, but like, she's making enemies of everybody else in the cast because they find her behavior inexplicable. So like, what would she even return for? What was the point of doing this?
I don't think she's ever cared about what the audience has thought though, too, because I mean, her first tenure on the show, she was horrible. She was like, I hated watching her, and I was excited for her to come back because so much has changed. I was excited to see her without Jimbalino. I was excited to see her as the parent of a trans kid. Like, I was under the assumption that, oh, there might be more there. We might get a little deeper with her. This might be a more interesting dynamic character now than she was that first time around. And it turns out that is not the case. Like, she is still very much Alexis Bellino. I don't think how the audience perceives her is even remotely in her ether. Like, I don't think that's a priority for her.
Well, I think that's really important what you just said. And also it reminds me of what Emily said during the episode, which is like, if only Alexis was aware of what was going on and the impact on Shannon, I think she would be more reasonable. And it's like, no, because now she 100% is aware and she's quadrupling down. She's pretending, you know, it's not my fight, it's my fiance's. But like, sweetie, you have made your brand identity this man and his weird new nickname and his big fucking dick. So like, I don't know anything else about you other than that you guys are allegedly shtupping every other hour. Yeah. Like, I don't. This is all you are.
Yeah.
Like, talk about one dimensional. So it's really kind of depressing when you think that, like, the idea of scaling back to her, no, Shannon deserves this. Mm-hmm. We're just doing this because she won't play nice.
Yeah. I would love to meet single Alexis Bellino. But what a missed opportunity. I know. And getting her where she is now, it's basically same exact situation she was in with Jimmy the Chin. Like, it was...
Because it's like The Sopranos meets, it was like giving me like big pussy energy. Like, I was like, that's his mafia nickname. Okay, yeah.
But it was like, she's in the exact same like headspace of being devoted to this guy that she was when she was married. So it's sort of like, we're just getting the exact, it's like play the hits. Like, we're getting the exact same Alexis that we got that first run. And not that we were promised something new and interesting, but I think a lot of people's expectation was, oh my God, so much time has passed. Her life has changed so much. We're getting something new and interesting. And it turns out the cycle had sort of repeated at the most inopportune time for us because she's right back where we started with her.
Yeah, I think, again, it's like this expectation that she has changed more than she actually has. Like, I give her all kudos and all props for supporting and protecting her child, as for I sure. do, obviously, Heather Dubrow.
I'd love to see that.
I would love to see that. I honestly genuinely understand why she would be protective of that and maybe protective of her child being in the public eye. Like, I genuinely, and also her kid is a minor, right?
Probably,
I think.
Because I'm trying to remember when she dropped them in the pool. And then doing the math backwards. But I imagine that's the case. And I imagine
we never really talked about that as a community. The fact that she dropped her twins in a pool. But it was like,
I didn't drop them in the pool, Tamara. My husband got them out before.
Before as someone who has made pool safety genuinely a part of my platform, like, that's just truly one of those wild, genuinely dark one-off comments. But I totally understand not wanting her kids to be on camera.
Her ex probably wouldn't even allow it anyway. That's probably...
And good for her ex, honestly,
but even
for
just
not.
To talk about, I'm glad we got a little of it with Heather.
I hear more.
Yeah.
Like, I would love that.
Get into it. It was very funny this week watching her try to read like legislation. Remember, it was like a legal ruling came in about don't say gay. And she was in the car like reading it to Heather, just nodding, being like, and like trying to be the Whitney of the sprinter van, essentially.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
It's sort of interesting that we've heard more about her growth on that topic through a very well-written Instagram post that she put up. I don't remember how long ago that was at this point, but like in the last year or two, I would say.
Probably
maybe?
a couple years.
It's, you know, we got more of a sense from her, more of a conversation from her on IG than we have on the show, and fully support the decision to protect her children. I genuinely understand it. Because I also think we have seen so many examples of people in the Bravo community just wreaking havoc in trying to penalize their parents by, you know, bullying their child or just saying terrible things. So I get it, but we should still be having this conversation, right? About like supporting and protecting trans children. And I just wish we saw more from Alexis, but also her growth on that topic. I mean, I don't know how she felt previously. So she may have always been open. Like, okay, we don't think that's possible, but that is an example of growth. But it's just like, oh, so we assume that she's grown in other ways. Well, she hasn't shown us that she has.
Yeah.
But again, maybe she's just in this honeymoon period because they've only known each other for an hour and a half. Yeah.
It's sort of the downfall of Katie, I think, too, where they each either entered or re-entered, by hitting the ground running with some crazy feud rather than actually introducing themselves to us
mm-hmm.
as who they are or who they are now. And I think that that was a monumental mistake on both of their parts. I think that that's just the wrong order to do things, because then you get defined by this feud. And it's like, who are you? Like, let us know who you are first and then play the game of Housewives.
Yeah, I think production is doing this kind of energetic thing where, because I noticed it on this episode and the one prior, the Traitors episode, where they sort of start episodes mid-conversation where like the women are out to dinner or they're doing whatever. And it's like the energy is sort of like, it's kind of high energy start to an episode because you feel like you've missed something. Like they're starting like mid-conversation, keeping it kind of like fast paced. But there's a consequence of that, which is we should have gotten a formal introduction of Katie. We have no idea who she is. We should have understood more about her family, got introduced to her family before getting into the heather of it all. Like, that's an editing issue. That's a production issue.
Because now we're finally getting a little bit more on Katie.
And I like her.
And I like it. But the issue is we're getting to this stuff that makes her likable at a point where so much of the audience already doesn't like her because of the way she kind of started this season. And it's like, if we had a semblance of who this person is before we had to pick sides on it, like, that would be a much smarter way to do things. But
totally agree.
You know whose skin I envy? My dear best friend, J-Lo's. I have been a J-Lo superfan since day one. Every docuseries, every movie, I am all in. And I have had the pleasure of meeting Jennifer Lopez. And let me tell you what, she is aglow. And now I'm thinking about the wedding planner. So, Chris Manzo, we have a movie we need to rent. And yes, we need to talk about J-Lo's beauty regimen, the goddess of glow herself. She's just shared her secret 5 S's to ageless skin. Serum, sunscreen, supplements, sleep, and sano. In Spanish, vivir sano means live a healthy, sane life. It's the foundation of her new J-Lo beauty line. P.S. Did I pronounce Spanish better or worse than Vicky Gumbelson at Ondelez? Get that J-Lo glow for yourself with J-Lo Beauty's deluxe kit. The one-and-done skincare solution clinically proven to tighten and lift for instant, long-lasting results. It gives your skin a smoother, visibly brighter look, improves the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and protects against UVAs and UVBs. My personal favorite is that blockbuster hydrating cream. I am obsessed with a cream that does not make my skin feel oily, which is why I'm obsessed with J-Lo's. I get that kind of dewy glow. So if you're tired of trying to crack your own skincare code, try J-Lo Beauty for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. Want that J-Lo glow? Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls and get a special gift of 4 free masks for AGs. Head to jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls for 4 free masks and free shipping today. jlobeauty.com/andyscrolls. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build your own perfect clothes with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I am so thankful to Armoire because I was in a genuine pickle last weekend. I was rushing to New Jersey, shout out NJ, the Garden State, not hunting for new housewives, but going to a friend's baby shower, and I had literally nothing to wear. So thank goodness for Armoire. I opened my bag from Armoire, grabbed this beautiful, bright lime green Sachin and Bobby midi dress, and it fit like a glove, and it saved me all of that extra stress. There are so many benefits to Armoire. You always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. It's sustainable. You no longer have to feel bad about only wearing an outfit once, and Armoire is women-founded and women-led. Right now, AGs can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/andyscrolls. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/andyscrolls to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. I started taking Hormone Harmony because when it's that time of the month, I truly do not feel like myself. Starting about a week and a half before, I get the wildest cravings, bloating, exhaustion like no other, and now it's easier than ever to manage PMS and menopause because of Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation, which for me is a biggie. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and improves sleep quality. Alexis and John's engagement is keeping me up at night, so thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndyScrolls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code AndyScrolls for 15% off today.
I do want to just left turn before we wrap in a hot second, because I got a DM from an AG this morning before we started recording 16 years ago. And I actually thought it was a really valid point, which is this idea that there's the release of video, that of some crazy additional event that happened connected with Shan's DUI. That's just going to show apparently the, impact of it is supposed to be that it will show what John was dealing with in his relationship. But his also his argument is like he was, I guess, asleep or something. So he wasn't aware of what was going on. So I don't know exactly how that would work if he's not a part of the moment. I guess it's only about saying that Shannon has bad character. Like, I don't get that. But the thing that I think is interesting is this video allegedly is supposed to show Shannon maybe veering close to his daughter, right? Like, that's the alleged, what the video is allegedly showing. Then Shannon has this end episode conversation with Heather where she's bringing up something that a quote unquote good friend asked her. This might be a different good friend, but Jeff Lewis asked the very exact same question when Shannon was on Radio Andy, which was leading questions that I think made clear to people listening, myself certainly included, that he was attempting to suggest that John was not as unaware of the DUI as he was, which I thought was fascinating how Jeff was like asking the questions. But Shannon is saying, you know, a friend asked me how long after I left the house did I get in the car and have the DUI? And she's saying several seconds, so 3 to 5 seconds, whatever it was. And she at some point, I assume in the next several minutes after the police showed up, took custody, essentially, not formal custody. Well, now this gets into a CPI situation, but like did take formal custody, but like brought him back to John's. Like, she texted him a photo of her bloodied face. And then an hour later, when obviously people are knocking on his door and not taking him, ignoring it as an excuse, then he's saying, oh, my gosh, what happened? You could say that he was asleep, right? That somehow that happened seconds after she left his house when she was fighting with him. Let's pretend he is, maybe he's using Venus CBD. He has a very, very quick sleep cycle. It's fascinating to me that she's presenting this timeline, that she's sending him a photo of this person he was still sleeping with at this point, of her bloodied face, because she'd gotten into a car accident, and I assume some sort of context of like, I've been arrested or something else. Mm-hmm. He doesn't respond or want to acknowledge it until the police force him to by knocking on his door. And yet we're being told that there is a video of Shannon almost hitting his daughter. So what you are trying to tell me is that his kid almost gets hit by Shannon at some point and he doesn't know about it? His kid never went inside and said, your ex-girlfriend, at that point, I would assume, I don't know at what turn, at what series of events the almost hitting the kid happened in that night. But you're telling me that that child, and I'm not blaming the kid, I'm saying like literally the timeline doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You're telling me that that child never said to their dad, your drunk ex-girlfriend almost hit me with her car or is behaving in a way that's reckless. Mm-hmm. And he didn't follow up with her.
It, none of it makes any sense because it was all instantaneous. It wasn't this long stretch. From what we were told by Shannon, who believe Shannon, she was in this blow-up fight with John, storms out, as she does.
Shannon storms the door.
Yep. And immediately she gets in the car and she revs the engine to signify to him, like, I'm pissed, I'm mad. So she revs the engine, and in doing that is what made her lose control. So it was like she gets in the car and she immediately drives into a house. It wasn't like, okay, bye, I'm leaving, swerves off house. It was like that hitting the house was the inciting incident. Like, that was the immediate thing that happened. So there's no way, he probably was still closing the door when she crashed into a house. So there's no way in my mind that he was asleep and missed that this happened. If his daughter was somehow there, why is that the first we're here? Like, that's so random to me. And like, in my head, I'm like, is this a different time? Because it just makes no sense. But they said the video's from the night of the DUI. What is she doing outside at that? Like, it's just none of it checks out. None of it is like logical. The only logical story of this like night has been from Shannon.
Yeah, she got in DUI. I think he maybe, allegedly, possibly, according to the narrative that we're seeing on TV, he heard it and ignored it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there, yeah, it's just very bizarre.
Possible alternate reality is his dick is just so big that it was acting as earmuffs. So he was in bed and his dick did not allow him to hear because it was covering him.
Yes. He got tangled in it and he couldn't get
happened
to the door.
Happened to all of us, honestly.
It was just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the last guy that I dated, but like other people. it's a big to be continued. Thank you for being a part of this 18-hour, 17-part episode because it's just so fat. Like, it was really tough to watch Shannon in that moment. Again, we began the episode talking about the Taylor Armstrong of it all, but like, she just seems like a woman truly on the brink
in the midst and it's
going to be difficult to continue this because I don't know where we're going with these vids. And I really did appreciate, you know, what Emily and Gina have said, Dubrow's response at the end. I'm curious how they will discuss this with Alexis. Because it's one thing to show support in your confessionals, another thing to show your support with Shannon, both of which I super appreciate. But who's going to do the thing that nobody really wants to at this
point?
You
need to chill. Like, this is not fun anymore.
Yeah.
This is, I will say, in that selfie, she was kind of serving.
In which selfie?
The selfie that she sent after.
Oh, of her bloodied face?
Yeah, she was like, blood aside. Like, I paused and she was like,
can I also just say that if you are breaking down and crying, don't turn down the massage. Like, I was talking to BBDB about it. Was like, Shannon Bedore needs healing hands. Like, literally, it's okay to cry during a massage. Like, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, people have emotions. People feel vulnerable. Sometimes that's why you go to get a massage. That's why they're called massage therapists, mm-hmm. okay? Like, yeah. You're not paying them dollars. You're giving them a copay mm-hmm. with a 20%.
Absolutely.
You know, like, let this woman needed to be held at that point. She needed some of that energy.
Contact, yeah.
Dr. Moon was not available. Get her in that fucking massage room yeah. and let give her a moment of connection
yeah.
and of, like, physical support.
Put a bucket under that face hole for the tears.
Truly.
And just...
Because you know what? When Shannon cries, water comes out.
Yeah, it's a storm.
It is a storm. Something for Tamara to think about. Mm-hmm. All right, listen. Tom Smith Smythe, a joy, a journey. We both need to finish... What was the name of that terrible show?
The Perfect Couple.
Perfect Couple.
Named after Alexis and John.
Truly the best limited TV series on Netflix I've ever seen. Please let us both oral friendship contract that we both finish it, because I would love to have you back ASAP mm-hmm. for a tip to yes, you taking personally yeah. about it, because it's really it's something. It's really something. Yeah. It's really something. So listen, in the meantime, where can AGs follow you, support your writing? Do we have anything going on with Milk and Don't Call Me Honey? What do we want to discuss? Mention it all.
Pretty much the usual. My socials are at @Tom_Smythe_ on Twitter and Instagram, and then Milk and Don't Call Me Honey on Instagram is the Housewives account. And I also recently started a Substack called Tenses. That is a weekly pop culture newsletter that covers pop culture from the past, present, and future, hence the name Tenses. And basically it's just very silly, quick bites of random pop culture untethered by what is and isn't timely. And it's a free Substack, and it's just tomsmythe.substack.com.
That sounds incredible. And you said it was, is it free? Did you say it was free or subscription yeah, it's free. Or what's going on? Oh my God, that's incredible. I'm going to sign up literally today.
Amazing.
That sounds amazing. You guys, you know what else is amazing? Supporting the pod, number one thing you can do by signing up for the Andy Scrolls Patreon. You get exclusive bonus episodes, and there's also a premium tier where you can have a private Zoom Kiki with yours truly, Sarah G, over here, or record a Patreon bonus app. So you can sign up now at patreon.com/AndyScrolls. Just had a bonus app go up in the last several days talking about all things Jackson Brittany, which I haven't had a chance to get into on episodes of AG Classic, and also some of your Orange County Satchels of Gold. So you can listen to that episode now, which is exclusive to the OG of the AG and People's Couch tiers at patreon.com/AndyScrolls. Follow me on Instagram at Dame Galley. I'm going to post our sassy little episode graphic for this episode. If you can think of people who are not friends who have appeared at reunions, because we know there have been. We're just having a blonde moment over here, newly highlighted. Thank you so much. Please comment on the episode and let us know. And thanks to all of you for listening. Tom Smith Smythe, thanks to you for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
And we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.